Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Sunshine Coast Council has confirmed that they will no longer help fund the Caloundra Music Festival, resulting in its cancellation. The council announced its withdrawal on Tuesday, with the main reasoning relating to the cost of limited living and limited disposal income. The council stated that ticket sales, concerts and festivals are one of the first things to go from their support. They further recognise that these events are important and will continue to deliver smaller events and programs. A Brisbane pill testing site has revealed that risky synthetic stimulants have been found in a multitude of drugs. In one instance, a sample thought to be meth was merely Epsom salt, while other samples contained risky compounds like synthetic cathinones instead of the intended drugs. The facility, which opened in April, aims to provide accurate information to help users make safer choices. In national news, the federal government is set to vote on a bill this Monday that will make pharmacies the only legal outlet to buy nicotine vapes, with only a prescription until October. Crime experts claim that the sales ban will instead drive more and more people to black market vapes. Under the new plan, vapes will be prescription only until October, when they will then become over-the-counter with all relevant taxes added to the sales price.
The little penguin population on Kangaroo Island has experienced a significant decline exceeding 70% since 2011, as revealed by the first island-wide survey conducted in over a decade. Estimates indicated a decrease from 1,348 little penguins in 2011 to approximately 558 this year. In response, Kangaroo Island Landscape Board staff will implement annual surveys aimed at mitigating the impact of feral cats, thereby addressing this concerning trend and working towards the conservation of the little penguin species on the island. In international news, in a growing trend, American pet owners are increasingly crossing the border into Mexico for affordable veterinary care. Facing high costs domestically, Miguel Lascano of New York City opted for Mexican clinics where his dash out needed extensive dental work, saving thousands. Services like MexiVet Express facilitate these trips, highlighting and expanding the pet medical tourism industry. While cost savings are significant, experts caution about differing standards and logistical challenges involved in crossing borders for pet care. For your weather today, Brisbane is cold enough to need 4ZZZ's warm inner glow to make it through the morning. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.